Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. We got jokes sent in from Phil from Park Forest and Mike Birrell in Bolingbrook and Early Malik in Chicago and Doug in Sycamore. Mike listens to us in the Twin Towns of Minnesota. And there's Bob Jakeaway in Rockford and Preston Cobb in Schaumburg and Barry and Kathy in Princeton. And Brian Pennikoff sent us a joke from Gurnee. James Wing did too. He says, I'm enjoying 73 degrees in southwest Michigan. Chris Chase in Wheaton. Janelle Coma in East Lansing, Michigan. Bob Corley in Arlington Heights. Currently aging with Grace, he said. I don't know who Grace is, but she sounds lovely. Dean Hacker is in Bloomingdale and says, for years, I've been plying you with feeble humor, somehow believing that someday I would prevail and land a coveted and valued mug. Unfortunately, not this time. Well, you never know, Dean. It's not a competition.
Mm-hmm.
If you're randomly selected on Friday. Tom DiAguardi in Fox River Grove sent us a joke, and he's a first-timer. Thanks for the jokes. By the way, Andy, I'm really into studying plants lately.
Oh, botany?
Nah, I just like reading about them.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a person ordering a pizza, and John Williams will star as the pizza guy.
I'd like a pizza delivered, and will it be long?
No, it'll be round. What's a policeman's favorite sweater?
Pull over.
I took an origami class and got an A+ when I turned my paper into the teacher.
John, how much does corn
Hold
cost?
Hold on, I want to
okay,
let that one sit.
So let it breathe. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, now go.
John, how much does corn cost a pirate?
Buccaneer. To my surprise, my dog composed a haiku poem yesterday.
Wow, let's hear it.
Okay. Woof, 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 woof. Woof, 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 woof. Woof, woof. Do I have to do them all? Big old guy kicks down a saloon door and growls to the bartender, I want to exchange money with you for goods and services. Now the cowboy whispers to the bartender, I think he means business. We had a Tupperware joke yesterday. Someone sent this observation in today. Have you noticed how Tupperware can be a great way to store your leftover food until it goes bad and needs to be thrown out? Ain't that the truth? Three golf clubs walk into a bar. The putter asked for a beer. The wedge ordered a tequila. What did the third one get?
I don't know what.
Nothing, Andy. He was the driver. My friend says he glued his autobiography to his body.
I don't believe him.
I don't either, but that's his story. And he's...
Come on.
Good. My next-door neighbors are a nice Italian family, the Rotzis. And they have a whole bunch of celebrity pictures on their walls, all thanks to their dad.
Who's he?